Right now, as a follow-up to last month, I'd like to do a dream walk into your darkness.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sounds exciting, huh?
Mm.
Who are we going to meet there? Okay, let's put on some music. I take a good deep breath. And people often wonder, what's the genesis of evil? Where did it start? Why does God allow evil? How evil is evil? Can you be a little evil or just... a lot of evil, or is just evil evil? Evil is a lie, and a lie is that the energy is outside of you, that the answers are outside of you, that even your own spirit and your own soul are outside of you. That's evil. Often leads to heinous deeds, indeed. But usually evil is just kind of a... Well, funny to say, it's kind of an inner thing. It's just something that people, it's a festering inner thing. Once in a while, yes, act it out on a very dramatic stage. But most people harbor evil internally, quietly. What's wrong with me? How come I don't have more? How come others have what I don't have? How can I get more? Maybe I'm not worthy. That is evil. Evil often resides and is acknowledged within, which is very interesting because it's very distortion in itself, the belief that things are outside, but yet they allow evil to be inside, festering, growing, accumulating inside. Why is it that they let the evil be them, yet not their own energy, not their own light? This dream walk now is into your own darkness. And please don't mistake evil and darkness. I want you to no longer fear your own darkness. And I want you to be aware of what evil, what the belief in the lie being that you don't have it, what that can do. But now, take a good deep breath. You've had a couple of years to go inside. Deep dives. Deep dreams. It's time now to face your own darkness and then to never fear it again. Never fear what you don't yet know, what you haven't yet experienced. Take a good deep breath and feel now as your light, as a master now, as it comes in contact with your darkness. A common thought is that you'd have your light try to overcome the darkness, try to blast it. But here, we're not trying to do that. The light is one of grace. It does not try to break into the darkness. It simply feels it. The light does not try to overwhelm the darkness. It rather merges with it, integrates with it. Light is consciousness, awareness. Ultimately, it's your energy, and darkness is simply where you've not been yet. I'm so often asked by Shambhu, how do I get out? How do I break out? How do I go beyond the mind? I know there's more out there, but I don't know how to get there. how do I transcend into these other dimensions that you, Adamus, you talk about? How do I go into these places that are beyond the mind? Simply enter into your own darkness, is where the light has not been yet. Let your light, your consciousness now, feel into the darkness without fear. Why would you fear where you have not yet been when you do not yet know where that is? Why would there be any fear at all? It's simply where you haven't yet been. The darkness is not filled with evil. Evil is actually simply a distortion of light. It is not darkness. Let the darkness come to you now, your darkness within. Let it come to you. Humans have been taught that in the darkness are demons. So run from it. I'm taught that darkness is Satan. Don't go there. Stay away from that. That's Satan's den. Darkness is given such a bad name. It's simply where you haven't been yet. And for eons of time in human history, there have been those who want to stay within themselves. In other words, where they're currently at, and then they want everybody else to do the same as well. Don't go into anything new, anything beyond. Stay where we're at. But the true metaphysician realizes that there's no evil in their darkness. There are simply things yet to be experienced. Let yourself feel into and dance with your own darkness. The darkness has no agenda whatsoever. It will not try to make you dive into its experiences that are yet to be. It will not try to extinguish your light. It can't. Darkness is not a bad place. It is simply where you have not yet been. I would go so far as to say that where you have been already in your lightness, in your experience, where you have been holds many more demons, many more bad memories. But the darkness, no, it has no agenda. Fear of the darkness is one of the greatest reasons humans hold back. Stay in what you already know. Stay in the consciousness of current experience. Don't go there. Don't open that door, they say. But it is time, Shambhara, for each and every one to bring their light to the darkness, and their darkness to the light. There's nothing to fear in your own darkness. Absolutely nothing. Quite logically, because nothing has happened there yet. Nothing has been experienced if it is still in darkness. For one to no longer fear their darkness allows them freedom and release. To no longer fear that there are demons in there, the ghosts from the past, things that will lead them astray. Going into the darkness will cause them to be addicts or idiots, or sufferers in hell. No. Let yourself feel your own darkness. It causes a little anxiety, a little hesitation. Oof, is this okay? What's going to happen? But let yourself go in fully. Oh, the evil that you think about, evil that you often equate with darkness, two very different things. Evil, a distortion, a lie, that there's anything outside of you. But that's not darkness. Yet in the consciousness of humans, they put it together, same thing. It's not. Let yourself feel deeply into the darkness. Let the darkness feel into your light. There's nothing to fear in it. Especially when you realize it's all coming from your energy, from your soul, from your I am. It's all there. There's no separation whatsoever. There's no separation actually between light and dark. It's a really, truly a human concept. They're not different. Darkness is not something that's an opposing force. Let yourself feel it as a supporting energy. They say that people are afraid of their own shadows, their own darkness. What they're really afraid of is their own past. There's such a big belief system about the dark. One belief that there are opposing forces, there's not. They work together. If there was no darkness, the light would have no place to go. If there's no light, the darkness wouldn't exist, would have nothing to exist for. They work together, your light and your darkness. Feel it, touch it, feel into your darkness. Feel it with your hands, with your skin. Feel it in the circuitry of your mind. Feel it in your breath. It's not an opposing force. And there's nothing to fear in it at all. How many times have you held back? How many times have you pulled back? Because it's the unknown. It's, are you afraid of what might come? You're afraid ultimately of what is called the darkness, what has been handed down from generation to generation through philosophy, through religion, through news. Called darkness, it caused so many humans to be afraid of themselves. It's time as metaphysicians that we go beyond that barrier and allow the light and the dark to be together. Work together, not for the light to oppose the dark. There are otherwise intelligent people on the planet that still insist that we're going to go out and battle the dark, overcome it. They simply don't understand. They perpetuate the very old battle. Statues of Archangel Michael holding the sword like we're all going to go and fight the dark. That sword is simply the suffering of self. Simply the fear of darkness. Let's take a good deep breath. I ask you to embrace your darkness, because it's you. It's there. It's your soul. It's your energy. And there's nothing to fear. It's been given such a bad name, and it's not. It's just what has yet to be experienced. It is where no light has come yet, whether from fear or simply because one wasn't ready. And when one is ready, they enter into that darkness. And if one truly understands that it's all their energy, then what unfolds when the light enters the dark are miraculously beautiful things. Without the element of suffering, without the fear, without the paranoia. Evil, which is not darkness, evil is simply not living because one does not understand. It's their energy anyway. Let's take a good deep breath with that, dear Shambra. Feel into this, your dark, your light coming together, not battling. Your light going out when you're doing benching, not trying to overcome the darkness of the world. No, the darkness of the world is necessary. Evil? That's a different story. But maybe your light will shine and help people to understand that it's all their energy. There's no need to get it, to seek it, to covet it from somebody else, anybody else, anything else. It's not in some unified field off in the galaxies. There's no reason to take over another's territory. There's no reason for power on this planet. That is evil. But not your darkness. As metaphysicians, let's transcend the old concept of darkness and learn to dance with it. It's simply where you haven't been yet. And no need to fear what comes when you go there, even though you have no idea what's going to happen, because there's an innate trust in yourself, in your soul, that when you enter the darkness, the experiences that come will be perfect because they're yours. They'll be your energy. They'll be your grace. Let's take a good deep breath and our dream walk into your darkness. Nothing to fear. Let's take a good deep breath with that. So as you're benching, as you're sharing your light, as it shines under yourself, it's not about battling the darkness. That is woefully naive for those who still believe it. So yesterday, in terms of the true metaphysics. Be with your darkness, be with your light. And understand what true evil really is. It's the lie that there's something outside of yourself. Let's take a good deep breath on the beauty of this day, the return to our live Shambra audiences. Please, those who are our owed, please see Bonnie at the back of the room for your monies. With that, dear friends, let's take a good deep breath, remembering what? All is well in all of creation. Thank you, Shambra.